Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Aleph, and we're learning Siman Ches. The Chayyim is talking about trying to be able to enter into the Tzura Shabbos, the Te'ovin, and how do we have that coincide with the person's various different needs of eating on Erev Shabbos. So we mentioned over here that if a person has a Tzuras Mitzvah, which comes out to be an Erev Shabbos, the person has a bris mila, a person has a pinyan ben, which comes out to be an Erev Shabbos. A person's allowed to have a suda in that situation, even though it's a larger suda than usual. Since it's the tzarek sudas mitzvah, that is permitted. But the Chayyim says, however, it is appropriate to try and make sure that this suda is going to take place earlier in the day. Move it to earlier in the day. Thereby allowing or guaranteeing that the suda Shabbos he will eat later in the day. In the evening, will be the te'avon, because if he eats the suda smitzo later in the day, by the time he comes to suda Shabbos, he's not going to have an appetite. We find this applies to the Suda on Purim, the case where Purim falls out to be out on Erev Shabbos. In Siman Tafrei Sadi Hey, we learn that a person should move the Suda of Purim to earlier in the day in order to be able to eat the Suda Shabbos let's say open. There is a potential approach in that situation of making the Suda later in the day and continuing the Suda from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. It is complicated. Some poskim do suggest it. However, one has to be aware there is a complicated halacha, and it's not necessarily the best idea. A person should ask their local posek. Just to clarify a few more points over here. So the Chayyim first of all says that the din of pinyan ben that allows for such a suda, even a pinyan ben which is not bizmano. Mishnah Berurah passes like the Chayyim in that regard, that as well. Now, what about a suda siyum? So the Mishnah Berurah says that a suda siyum, in the case a person was in their regular flow of learning, this is the day they came out to complete the Masechta, it is appropriate to make the siyum as close as possible to the actual finishing of the Masechta. The idea of pushing off a siyum is not preferred in Olacha. A person should try and make the suda siyum in conjunction with the time that they finished. If it came out, they finished on Erev Shabbos. So the Bir Olacha says one can actually make the suda siyum on Erev Shabbos again, and preferably it should be done earlier in the day. The Bir Olacha over here in Siman Tafre in Reish Mem Test, these Olachas are found in Siman Reish Mem Test. This is in Sif Beis. So the Bir Olacha over here discusses a suggestion that if we have the choice is going to be between eating the Suda of the Bris Mila and the Pinyan Ben, or the Suda Shabbos, it's going to be an either or. A person is a very delicate person. If they eat anything by the Suda, they will end up not having any appetite at all for the Suda Shabbos, and they will find it difficult to eat. For them, it's going to be a chilagasa. So the level of chiyuv of the Suda's bris or the Suda of Pinyan Ben is not the same level of chiyuv as the chiyuv of a Suda Shabbos. So what should one do? So he brings an opinion from the Levush that a person should eat the Suda's mitzvah, and then eat three Sudas the following day of Shabbos. Eat one in the morning, the afternoon, and Shal Shudas, and be mekayim all three meals during Shabbos day, if that's possible. Bir Olacha does not agree with that, and he suggests that in that situation, a person should forgo the Suda's bris or the Suda's pinyan ben, because they are only mitzvah ba'alma, they're not a chiyuv klal. The only suda which is a chiyuv gomer that a person has to have is a suda sasuin. Even a suda's bris, which we know, there's a pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, which says that a person has a chiyuv to make a simcha and mishnah b'yom shezocha lomlas b'noi, which this is brought down in Yeredeya, in the halachas of bris mila, in Siman Reis Samachay, that a person has to make a suda's bris mila, and if somebody's invited to a suda's bris mila, he does not come, that he deserves to be put into kerem. The Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, which says that it's a chiyuv, Reb Chaim Kanievsky suggests that it doesn't mean a chiyuv gomer, it means it's an appropriate thing to do, but it is not a true bona fide halachic requirement, whereas a suda's shabbos Siddur Shabbos is a true, bona fide halachic requirement. I just wanted to mention this point because some people are not familiar with that concept. Okay, now, the Bir Halacha here, in this context, discusses a question on Siddur Shabbos itself. In the case where a person is going to be sitting down and eating a Siddur Shabbos, but beforehand eats a large amount, thereby losing their appetite for the Siddur Shabbos, is that acceptable or not? And this is very relevant when a person goes to a Kiddush and eats a large amount and then goes home to eat the Siddur Shabbos and they're not really hungry. So the Siddur Shabbos is not going to be the Te'avon. So this issue of Siddur Shabbos Te'avon applies not only to Friday night, but also to Shabbos morning. So we'll clarify that more, Be'ezus Hashem, in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.